The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Shyampa is right, ladies and gentlemen, and all other transgendered and binary and non-binary and queer and feathered and folk of all kinds.
Wait, did you just say clear?
Clear, yes.
Clear, like clear. Okay, well, you know, hey, you know, I guess that whatever it is, there's no boundaries. Are you bisexual? Are you trisexual? Are you tranny? Are you queer? Are you clear?
Or are you
clear? I didn't know clear was part of the rainbow. So, but you know, hey, everyone's accepted. This is Anthony live from Studio A in warm and actually kind of still a little light out Florida.
Well, and guess what? It's actually warm and nice here in Chicago, and it's Joe from Chicago in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Studio B in Chicago.
Hi,
in Chicago.
Your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 219 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, March 22nd, 2021. Did you know the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook?
We do.
Just go to facebook.com/ The Joe and Anthony Show.
She's so cute.
Our show can be found and listened to on Spotify, iTunes, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. Then, go to the menu, click Programming, clicky-clicky The Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment.
Wow,
take it away, guys.
Actually right on
Betty,
time.
Betty out.
I like the TP segment. It's fun.
Absolutely.
You know, my boss today was asking me about, what do you guys talk about on the show? And it's kind of funny because it's like sometimes it's so hard to describe what we do. We are friends and we talk to each other and we have topics that come up and it morphs into other topics. And it never always comes back to the same start point. But it's interesting nevertheless.
Sometimes it does.
But it's interesting nevertheless. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to email him our website, which is Shyampa. What's our website?
What is our website, Joe?
www.shyampa.org. And I'll direct him to the archives, and he can take a listen to a few of the episodes and see what we do. Because we do a lot.
We
talk a lot about news and weather.
You know what? It's actually, I don't like to say news because news sometimes gets that negative connotation. We talk about current events.
We talk about current events. Yes, I would agree with that. Totally.
Yeah.
So what do you got for, what's been going on with your day and week or year or whatever?
Well, you know, spring break down here, which has just been crazy, of course. That never changes. I don't know why. I didn't expect this year to be any different.
I heard it got really nasty in Miami.
It did. Yes, Miami enforced a curfew, and Miami had a lot of a lot of blowback from their spring break. So, and then, yeah. And then, hey, guess what? I finally have cock on my soundboard.
Oh, yeah?
Woo! There we go. I got cock on the soundboard. I had to put a few on there. And you know what? I'm sorry, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just me. But lately, or maybe it's just Florida. It could be Florida. A lot of the Dunkin' Donuts I go to are just really, really poor service.
Really?
Yes. I just terrible. Just
food like, wise or people wise or both?
Both. I would say a combination of both. It's trying to get an accurate order is difficult.
Well, I'll tell you something. I've stopped going to Dunkin' Donuts.
Have you?
A long time ago.
Have mm-hmm. you? Why? What prompted your stop? I don't go often.
The exact reasons you mentioned.
Yeah.
Not just the order being wrong, but something about the ingredients just being substandard. Like, even worse than usual. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of the thing. And maybe, you know, our listeners can kind of pipe in on this one if you want. It's 813-327-8566. I noticed over the years they went from the whole we make our donuts in the store to we receive frozen donuts and reheat them in the back.
Yeah.
Yep. And I think that right there changed a lot of the concept of Dunkin' Donuts, and it changed the flavor and the taste. And there are still some stores that make things fresh, and if you get to one of those stores, you will get phenomenal donuts. But a lot of the other stores in the area, like, they freeze the stuff and then they ship it, or they don't even freeze it. Like, they were, like, half, you know, they do something stupid. So, and it just makes for an inferior product. But that's me. And then service for some reason has just been, I don't know why.
Well, is it drive through service or is it walk in service?
It's both.
It's
both.
Okay. How do you usually?
Usually it's drive through service.
Drive through service.
The problem with drive through service is that I can understand them and I try to speak loudly and into the speaker, but maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm talking poorly. But they struggle with the concept.
Talking about me.
They struggle with the concept of I want a croissant with bacon and cheese. I don't want egg. They want to put egg on fucking everything. And I don't want egg. I don't like the egg because it's that frozen reconstituted chicken butt squirt egg. And it's horrible. It's horrible. I mean, bacon, cheese, and a croissant is about the safest you could go with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other than that, I mean, I don't like the sausage. Sausage, I'm not a fan of their sausage. Their breakfast sausage is terrible. I think their donuts are terrible in a lot of ways. I haven't been impressed with them in a very long time. And it's sad, but that's what happens.
Although, you know, if you do like egg, their big and toasty sandwiches are okay.
But just okay.
Yeah.
See, I love egg, but I just don't like their egg.
I think the problem is, like I said, you know, when you deal with large chains and corporations and profit. Dealing with, I can get that egg now for 0.0005 cents per dozen. And so therefore it's of a crappier quality and it's made of cardboard.
Yeah, absolutely. So we gotta move on. Did you get your stimulus, Joe?
You know what? I did.
Okay, good for you. I spent all of mine already.
I'm sure you did.
I went through that shit like no tomorrow. I went through that shit quicker than bad Mexican food on a Friday night. That's all I'm going to say. So,
And by the way, I am a little drunk, though, ladies and gentlemen, because I had a good day today.
Good for you. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. We'll talk more about that as we move through our evening.
So do we have any voicemails?
Let me see. You know what? It would help if I opened up the phone application. Let me see. Although I would still know if somebody was calling. It looks, the phone lines are ready. It does not appear as if we have any voicemails. So no voicemails. No voicemails at the moment. I am sorry, ladies and gentlemen. No voicemails. If you call, we'll have voicemails.
Our chat room is open for you at triumphant.org, and our phone lines are ready for you at 813-327-8566. And now for Anthony's Weed Corner.
Yay, Weed Corner. All right, I'll move through this pretty... Well, yeah, your corner comes up in 5 minutes. We can make that work. So the first thing on our Weed Corner is Colorado Senate passes school medical cannabis bill. This comes from High Times, A.J. Harrington. The Colorado State Senate passed Senate Bill 21-056 last Wednesday by a vote of 33-1, which expands students' access to medical cannabis while in school. Current Colorado law directs school districts to allow parents and caregivers to possess and administer medical cannabis to children while on school grounds. However, school principals have the discretion of whether to allow school personnel to possess and administer medical cannabis. The bill removes the discretion and directs school districts to implement policies to permit school personnel to possess and administer medical cannabis to students. The measure now heads to the Colorado House of Representatives for consideration. We'll see what happens with that. So,
yeah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's see this one. So this comes from High Times, from Maureen Meham. Remember how I reported a few weeks ago that the Biden administration was overlooking past marijuana use of staffers?
Yes. Yeah.
Surprise!
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, that whole thing went to shit. That whole thing just went to shit. So, all right. So, it was reported that dozens of staffers were either put on probation or fired because they had revealed past cannabis use on their official applications when applying for jobs in the White House. They understood that strict background checks would be undertaken, but that cannabis usage was not supposed to have been a problem, as they were told. And, of course, they decided to say, well, if it's not going to be a problem, then I'll go ahead and say, yes, absolutely, I smoke some weed. The White House attempted to defend the shocking policy announcement with a blanket and somewhat confusing statement about maintaining the absolute highest standards for service in government that the president expects from his administration, while acknowledging the reality that state and local marijuana laws have changed significantly across the country in recent years. Yes, and so it is very confusing. It's a very confusing kind of statement. So anyway, I'm sure I will provide updates as we get them. And that's it for my Weed Corner, Joe. Back to you.
Well, it is time for our word of the show, and our friend, your mother, who is in the chat room right now, gave us three words.
Wow, that's a great word. I like that word. How is that spelled?
It's full. It's replete with gumption and full of blarney.
I see.
Blarney, if you didn't know, means talk that aims to charm, pleasantly flatter, or persuade.
I see.
And replete means filled or well supplied with something. And it's funny because the definition on Google says replete with adultery and sudden death. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what word XX is.
Well, that is a last-minute production.
Oh, I see. So XX means XX. Anyway, the more you know. Only at the Joe and Anthony show.
Exactly. So Roger, I think, needs to say some words. So we'll let him kind of...
Go ahead, Roger. Take it away.
Oh, bloody hell. It's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip pip and Bavarian crepes for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is March 22nd, 2021, and it is, oh boy, it's National West Virginia Day, National Bavarian Crepes Day, and what you've really been waiting for, today is National Goof Off Day.
Ooh,
wow.
Sweet.
Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes our Anthony to push a button shaped like the state of West Virginia that hopefully won't spit out Bavarian crepes everywhere. Let that spinning wheel roll, Anthony, I think. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Anyway, take it away.
Actually, it's kind of shaped like a cock, but that's besides the point.
Take it away, Anthony.
Grab your ankles.
The insurance company doesn't like.
Yeah, I don't think we get insurance anymore. I think that went away. All right, let's see. We got a random news story here somewhere. Let me find it. Click me. All right, I'm clicking. Click me. I'm clicking. Click me. I'm clicking. Click me. Here we go.
Click me!
I'm trying to, but it's giving me problems. All right. Oh, yeah, we were just talking about this. Tonight's not-so-random story comes from the Miami Herald about my favorite topic this time of year, spring break, and the party is over. Due to overwhelming spring break crowds, starting next Saturday, the city of Miami Beach will impose an 8 p.m. curfew in the South Beach Entertainment District and block most eastbound traffic entering the city after 9 p.m. The city manager, who will authorize the emergency measures, told the Miami Herald that he recommends keeping them in place through April 12, the end of spring break. The countywide midnight curfew is already in place due to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Police will enforce the 8 p.m. curfew by blockading South Beach's main entry strips. Points, no pedestrians or vehicles will be allowed to enter after 8, and all businesses in the restricted area must close. Also, beginning at 9 p.m. Sunday night and extending until 5 a.m., the city will close all eastbound lanes of the causeways that connect Miami to Miami Beach. Yep, there will just be a dedicated lane for residents, hotel guests, or people that need to get to work, to the rest, to the businesses that aren't open past 8 p.m. Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber and Police Chief Richard Clemens said the measures were preemptive. The decision followed weeks of confrontations between police and large crowds, fighting and occasional bouts of violence, including a deadly shooting. Gelber and public health officials have also warned about the risks of spreading COVID-19 among the throngs of visitors coming around and making fools of themselves in this city. That's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. Be sure to check out Radio Free Labor, Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Check these out and much more that we recast on Chimba Radio. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Much more. Roger is shitting on the floor again. There goes my nice programming features. Anyway, with all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty, I think. Well, before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper,
it's time for your Chimba weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy and 66 degrees. The dew point is 35. The humidity is at 32%, which means it is very dry. Winds are howling out of the south at 13 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. So, tonight, it's going to be breezy, folks. A 20% chance of showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 50. Tuesday, showers likely with a high of 54. It's going to be a butthole gusty kind of day. Farts everywhere! Wednesday, keep your butthole tight. It's going to be partly sunny with a high near 59. Thursday, a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 44. Friday, snow wants to come back. Ugh! Yay, yes! A chance of rain and snow before 8 a.m. Then a chance of rain between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Partly sunny otherwise with a high near 44. And for the weekend, it won't be as warm as last weekend, but it won't be a total washout either. Temps hovering in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Woohoo! And now it's time for the not so crappy news sourced by the ever objectified Chip Skipper.
And now for the news.
So, Anthony, I think you have a familiarity with Minecraft, right?
A little bit. I do have a little bit, yeah.
I love Minecraft. I mean, I should apply for this job. This would be a wonderful job.
Okay.
There's a website out there that's hiring Minecraft gardening consultants.
Really?
Visual landscaping.
That's kind of interesting. Tell
me
more.
You know, Minecraft is skinnable. In its original intention, it's very 8-bit graphics. It's very blocky. It's very solid colors. You know, not a lot of shading going on. But a British website that reviews garden sheds posted a job listing for an unusual $70 per hour position, Minecraft gardening consultant. Watershed said the consultants employed by its Minecraft gardening service will lend their video gaming and gardening design skills to Minecraft players seeking a little help landscaping in the virtual world of the game. Consultants will be able to lend their expertise for achieving gardening excellence while sticking to the player's Minecoin budget in-game currency, the company said. The website said it is seeking candidates with a working knowledge of Minecraft and a creative flair. Folks, I'm having a hard time reading because Anthony over here is dying and I'm not sure if he's going to be okay. Are we okay, Anthony? Is everything okay in the studios? Is there a fire? Is Roger shitting all over the floor causing stink? Okay. Anyways, while not essential, previous experience in landscape gardening is beneficial. A passion for gardening the outdoors must also be demonstrated, the job posting states. Watched said the consultants will work remotely and can set their own rates up to $70 an hour.
So how quickly do you see this going to shit?
Well, you know, but there's some very talented people out there that probably deserve it. But you can apply by going to whatshed.co.uk/virtual-landscape-gardener-in-minecraft. And maybe if I get around to it, I'll post a link on our Facebook or Twitter or something.
But wait, this is a place that reviews garden sheds.
Yeah. Garden sheds, gardens, Minecraft.
It seems like a bit of a stretch. And so this consultant just hangs out online.
I think ultimately, you know, you get the Minecraft, the kid, and the parents will be like, well, you know, they're cool. You know, maybe I'll get plants from them and decorate my lawn. Meanwhile, the kid makes money through this service.
But the website, it's just a website that reviews garden sheds. That's all they do. It's just a website that reviews. They don't sell anything. They just review garden sheds.
You know, maybe it's a gazillionaire that runs the website. And he's just wanting to give money away. Or she. Who knows? Cock!
Let's move on.
Ooh, what a slick way to pay your former employee.
Ooh, boy.
A Georgia man who is expecting his final paycheck from a former employer said the money instead arrived in the form of 500 pounds of oil-covered pennies dumped in his driveway in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
Andreas said he submitted his 2 weeks' notice in writing in November, and Miles, the owner of such-and-such autoworks in such-and-such place, had a noticeable negative reaction. He gets up, puts his hands on his head, walks out the door, and disappears for like an hour. He told a certain television station. Someone who said he left the job due to a toxic work environment said he was still owed $915, which the owner told him would be delivered in January. He said the owner accused him of damages when he called to inquire about the check not arriving at his home. So he contacted some state's Department of Labor. Someone said the money then showed up as 500 pounds of oil-covered pennies that were dumped in his driveway in the middle of the night. Someone's girlfriend posted a video to Instagram showing the messy pile of pennies when they showed up outside the home.
Wow.
I have nowhere to put them. I have no idea what I was going to do. Like, how do I get money from pennies? Well, you take them to the fucking bank.
Or you call the bank. There's a national change. First off, there's a national change shortage. How the fucker gets so many damn pennies? I can't get a goddamn roll of quarters.
Well, this is a shortage.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't matter. He got paid. That's all that mattered, the owner of the business said. Well, someone said the pennies are currently being stored in his garage while he works on cleaning them so they can be cashed in. I don't know. How do you clean pennies?
I don't know. Maybe some...
I mean, do you stick them in
detergent?
Bleach?
You can put them in the old washing machine, maybe. Well, no. You need something that will degrease them. It's oil?
Right.
So, yeah. Something like a Dawn or something.
A degreaser
solution. Yeah, a degreaser solution, yeah.
But a lot... Well, you wouldn't want something that's super powerful because...
No, it wouldn't be a lot. I mean, it's just pennies, you know. Yeah.
It's a lot of them. And they're all probably, like, stuck together because it's oil. They're slippery and stuck. That's the problem.
I hate when that happens.
I know. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! It is speaking day! Well, I got to tell you, my friend. My cousin Ronald is missing. And he's got a reward out for him if you want. You know, I can't do my St. Patrick's Day.
No, you can't. Yeah, when you try to do your Fiddle McGinty voice, you sound very Indian. I'm like, I want to order the tandoori chicken from you. I love tandoori chicken, by the way.
I guess the leprechaun one is a more temperate climate. Anyways, police in Michigan said a $1,500 reward is being offered for the safe return of one of the town's most popular residents, a Ronald McDonald statue.
Oh, my Lord, you are kidding me.
The Woodhaven Police Department said the statue, which was seated on a bench behind the McDonald's in town, was taken at some point Friday night or early Saturday morning. Maybe whoever took it has objectophilia.
Maybe.
Police said the bench was damaged in the theft. Ronald has been a big part of the Woodhaven community for many years, and the Someone family is offering a $1,500 reward for his safe return, police said. Police are asking for anyone with information on the clown statue's whereabouts to contact the department. Who would take Ronald McDonald? Who would want Ronald McDonald? Seriously.
Someone with objectophilia?
Objectophilia.
I mean, come on, let's be honest.
I know someone who might hump Ronald McDonald, which is kind of sad and sick, but I know someone.
Like, you know someone that has, like, a clown fetish?
Yeah, well...
Wow. Do you have a clown fetish, Joe?
No!
Okay, good. It's not you. All right.
Although it was just merciful.
How you say that?
As a child, and I hated it, but anyways.
Really? We have to talk about that over the break.
Well, and that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the ever-lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Are you suffering...
You're welcome.
Are you suffering from severe anal leakage? Is pooping your pants no longer acceptable now that you're out of quarantine and have to interact with the public again? Fear no more with the new and improved Oopsie Poopsie adult undergarments, exclusively from Dollar Miscellaneous. You can continue to relieve yourself while you roam past your front door. The new and improved Oopsie Poopsie is also available in a quieter, less crinkle while you walk option, guaranteed to give you complete privacy among those around you. You liked that one, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Get them now at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you anything unless you have another dollar. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, toilet-seat-licking GMO experience, Rona? Rona experience. There we go. Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, queer youth calculate rainbow capitalism, remembering the first since 1991 LGBTQ inclusive New York City's St. Patrick's Day parade, Cruz clouds information hearings with an anti-equality ploy, and in other news, no proud homo bill is promoted in Ghana. Anti-cult Nigerian cops nab suspected gay party guests, new adoption laws threaten queer Panamanian and Polish parents, and Sydney's COVID-safe Mardi Gras celebration, eggs on thugs. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Triampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be XX in 4 minutes when we return.
XX.
XX. How's that?
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow packs, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bump the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax!
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O cup. The Oka pudding just a
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, mounds don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know? The expression to knuckle down originated from playing marbles, where players used to put their knuckles on the ground for the best shot. Or how about the game of tug-of-war was an Olympic sport from 1900 to 1920. I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
And now, a Joe Retromercial.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups. Real fruit and fun rolled up in one.
You can peel them, you can fold them. Fruit Corner! You can tear them, you can share them. Fruit Roll-Up! You can rock them, you can roll them.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups are the chewy snacks made with real fruit that you unroll, peel, and chew.
You can stretch them, you can chew them. Fruit Corner's. You can pass them, you can ooh them.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups, now in great tasting grape.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I love it when I do that.
Yeah, it's a good effect for you.
I hate it when I do that.
Live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Bloody hell.
What the fuck is wrong with my voice now? Now I sound like a fucking tin can. Goddamn you people.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Robotic thing!
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's glorious Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no. Yes. Go grab your dildos, pocket pussies, favorite smoking devices, snacks, and or beverages, biatches. So before we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything, Joe will immediately cease his moose pooping. Okay, take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Moose pooping!
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
Fantastic. All right, let me find the weather here. All right. Nope. I like that one. But we'll go with this one. And it looks like Joe's drink is empty. Joe is going to go fill his drink as I give you the Florida weather. Before we continue, it's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 66 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is currently 78%. The dew point is 59 degrees and visibility is 10 miles.
You're human.
Yes, yes, I am human. I try to be. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 61. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 63. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 83. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. That's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. Oh, wait, weren't you? Really? Jeez, this thing is touchy today. My goodness. This thing is really touchy today. All right. All right, so while we try to avoid reporting on anything that resulted in someone's death on the show, some stories are just too Florida to pass up. Tonight's first Florida story of the night comes from Channel 7 News Miami and tells us about one Florida man who didn't know much about Newton or Darwin. According to the City of Miami Police, cyclist 58-year-old Fred tried to make it across a drawbridge that connects downtown Miami to Brickwell around 6 a.m. on Wednesday. He slid down the bridge and fell in between the section of the bridge that moves and the fixed part of the roadway, according to a spokesperson with the city. Police said Fred fell to his death as he was riding his bike along South Miami Avenue, which connects Miami to Brickwell. I already said that. When officers arrived, they found him unresponsive on the platform of the bridge. They said he was possibly trying to beat the bridge as it was rising up and got stuck. But despite his efforts to hang on, he would not survive. Fred said Fred was an experienced cyclist who they rode with 4 to 5 times a week and believes Fred made a massive mistake that sadly took his life. Police said there is surveillance of the video and is being reviewed during the investigation. Yeah, I don't know why anyone would try to beat a drawbridge with a bicycle. I wouldn't, even try to beat a drawbridge with a car, let alone a bicycle. That just sounds so wrong. So wrong.
Stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, isn't that part of what we do here? Isn't that part of what we do, Joe?
Hi, yeah. Clay people. What
there
are
you
doing
go,
on
Clay
the
people. Hello, Clay people.
Ezel, what are you doing with those Clay people? Ooh. They need to be put to work.
Put them Clay people to work. All right. Our next story tonight comes from the Channel 10 News in Miami and tells a strange tale of a woman most scorned by a breakup. Cross Springs police responded to a domestic dispute call and spoke to a man who said the couple had decided to end their long-term relationship. The man said that his ex-girlfriend, later identified as Beth, 22, had become enraged when he went to her apartment and put her belongings on the ground outside. According to the report, the man said he had been dating Beth since December of 2019. When he saw the victim putting her things outside, she ran out to confront him and began throwing eggs at his vehicle. The man admitted to police that he got out of his vehicle and hit Beth with an open hand with enough force to drop her to the ground to escape her treacherous egg throwing.
How old is the man?
They do not say, but I'm going to assume probably maybe the same age range, possibly. Which wouldn't really surprise me, to be honest with you. It really wouldn't. Okay, let's see. Not long after the incident at her apartment, Beth returned to the victim's house where she began damaging his car by hitting the windshield of his car with a hammer, puncturing the vehicle's tires, and applied barbecue sauce and cream, whipped cream, all over the vehicle. Victim told police that while he was trying to stop Beth from vandalizing his vehicle, she took the hammer and hit him above his eye, causing a laceration, to which he was treated and required one staple. The report said the assault only stopped when Beth's sister confronted her and called the police. A staple, yeah. Beth posted bond and was released from jail the next day. She faces aggravated battery using a deadly weapon, criminal mischief, and simple battery dating violence charges. Yeah, quite interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this next story.
You like it? Yeah. This is.
It's all peas, folks. It's all peas.
It's all peas. Pickle packing perv popped on private premise. Hang on to your pickles, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for your naked Florida story of the night. From the Smoking Gun, about a naked Florida man with a pickle who, well, got himself into another pickle. Responding to a suspicious person around 4 p.m., a cop saw Eric, 47, lying on his back in front of a townhouse in Oldsmar, Florida, a suburb in the Tampa Bay area. Eric, unencumbered by pants or underwear, had his cock-a-doodle-doo in one hand and a large, uneaten pickle in his other hand. Yeah, that pickle wasn't for eating.
I wish it was pictures and videos to this story.
I'm glad there weren't, because I don't know how I would.
I would love to see this.
Oh my god! Of course you would.
Just for cultural value.
Just for cultural value. Well, you can click on the link. Maybe there's some. Maybe you can find him. Maybe you can find him with a pickle. With his pickle, the officer observed Eric using the pickle to penetrate his rectum. Well, he was masturbating. Yes, hide the pickle. It's called Hide the Pickle. It's a new game. Eric was arrested on a misdemeanor exposure of sexual doodads. He is being held at Pinellas County Jail in lieu of $150 bond. Eric, actually, you know what? When you're down here, if you come down, you can meet Eric and his pickle. Because his address is actually a mobile home park not very far from the studios.
Oh.
Yes, but he also has prior convictions for theft, disorderly conduct, resisting police, and criminal mischief. I am not bringing Pickle Man on the show as a guest. I have to draw the line somewhere. Pickle Man.
Pickle. He can Zoom call in or telephone in.
I don't think Pickle Man has Zoom. Pickle Man is stuck in jail because he doesn't have $150. So I have a feeling Pickle Man probably doesn't have Zoom either. Pickle Man will probably come over to the studio and never leave. Granted, that's how we gotten some employees in the past, but we are not hiring right now.
We don't need a Pickle Man in the studios.
We don't need a Pickle Man in the studio. Jail records show that Eric has, quote, "only God can judge me" tattooed on his arm. Oh. But there was no indication in court records if the pickle was seized as evidence. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Rejoice and happy New Year's 2021. Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyenne Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyenne Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots.
That's us.
Be part of this unique Q studio experience. No.
Yes.
Be sure to visit us at chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And, did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs, biatches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start intelligently conversing on about this or that.
Yeah, hold sure.
On. Woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you so much for that, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, lovable Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You will be upgraded soon.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
Not you, Roger.
I'm sorry, Roger. Betty's going to move faster, and she's going to have more cores, so she might be harder to chase down.
Roger, your time will come. Trust me.
Yes,
you'll,
Roger.
You'll get an upgrade.
Yes, Roger. When your parts are available in the discount bargain bin, and we can get you a memory upgrade for
$5.99. Quite honestly, Roger right now is running pretty solid, so I don't... Technically, I don't really need to replace him.
Dude, you are so fucked up. Especially drunk. I can look at you and see how fucking drunk you are. You really did drink a lot today, didn't you? Wow.
Plus, I'm working on a bottle of wine that I opened for dinner.
Working or worked? Huh? How much of the bottle of wine is left?
Oh, quite a bit, actually.
Oh, okay. So you're still working on it, not worked it.
Yeah, this is only the first class.
I admit, I've had a few beers myself today, so.
No, yeah, we made a lot of cocktails today. We were experimenting. So.
It sounds like it.
Before that, I shared a bottle of wine with someone, so.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. So it's been a good day.
It's been quite a liquored day.
It's for a good purpose to
a
learn
good cause.
More.
It's a good cause.
Yeah. Hopefully to make some money.
Get liquored for alcoholics.
Yes. Yes. Something like this. So what are we talking about tonight?
Well, we do need a show title, and QR code your naughty bits is not it.
No, that's a very old
show title. Yeah, yeah.
The other end is Ninth and Tingly Warm Ring of Fire Edition. That was last time.
Yeah.
Ooh. I am so uncoordinated when it comes to show titles tonight. Hide the Pickle?
Hide the Pickle.
I like that show title. There it is.
It's simple. Hide the Pickle.
Easy enough.
There you go.
So if you want to come in and discuss with us anything that's going on in your little brain, give us a call at 813-327-8566, and Anthony will push buttons that'll make magic happen, and you'll be live on the air with us.
And if you want to, go play Hide the Pickle with Joe, you just head over to the Chicago studio.
So,
and,
hey. Okay, random technical question: what would be the minimum, or like, what's the minimum or maximum power we could broadcast without requiring a license?
Like a watt.
On is that FM or AM?
FM.
That's not going to get us anywhere.
Pretty much. If you ever had like toy walkie-talkies as a kid or a cordless phone, that's how far you'll go. So we'll be able to get the neighbor's yard. The groundhogs in the neighbor's yard can listen. We'll give them all little radios. We'll put little radios on their yard.
How about on AM?
I think it's the same. Do people even listen to AM anymore?
I listen to AM. I listen to a few stations on AM.
You, sir, are amazing. I don't know if anyone else listens to AM.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone knows what AM is anymore.
I got to tell you, you know, the two stations that I listen to most often, one's on FM and one's on AM, there's a world of difference in, like, there truly is the common man, and then there's the NPR man. And it's totally different. And it's amazing.
The NPR common man.
CBS News Hour. Anyways.
There you go.
you know, so I gotta say...
what do you gotta say?
You should get a balance of each. It is important to get a little bit of what everyone is trying to say.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean... Are we talking about news, or are we talking about FM and AM?
Well, Ezel listens to shortwave.
Okay, well, that's another one. But I don't
know.
And
I have a shortwave, but I got too much interference. I got, like, power transformers all over the place.
Yeah. You're not in a good place for shortwave.
No. It's funny, though. I can bring it to one point at my entrance to the studios here. And if I hold the radio high up, it's like, whoa, all the signals come in all of a sudden. So there's some kind of dampening going on. Who knows?
Maybe you can, like, stick a wire out the window for an antenna.
I don't like opening the windows for nothing.
For nothing? There's,
you know what? The amount of pollution...
Let's just drill all through the window.
No. Actually, I'll take the radio and go to, like, Navy Pier, where I can go to the lakefront, you know, and there it's pretty clear.
All right.
If the lakefront's open. You know, the biggest deal now, people are complaining about parking meters going in at Montrose Harbor. It's like, fuck, you know how much money the city could make from all the fuckers parking in Montrose Harbor for like, hours at a time?
Days.
Come on. Yeah.
I'd leave my car in Montrose Harbor for days.
I used to live... steps away, and I would know from all summers and springs and even fall.
While visiting the Magic Hedge.
The Magic Hedge, the soccer fields, all of the volleyball courts, everything is busy.
I'm sure it is.
So, and you know, people complain about it, and some people have a thing like, well, they want to bring their grills and their beach towels and their tents and all the accoutrements that go along with being a beach life.
The portable wine cooler, the, exactly. You know.
So they're like, well, I got to drive for that. Now, I don't know what the percentage of people are that do that. I guess it could be high. I mean, I have seen lots of that type at the lakefronts when I've strolled.
Maybe.
You know. Huh? So, I don't know.
Ain't nothing free in life. Stop bitching about having to pay a parking meter.
And it would be like $4.50 for like 2 or 3 hours.
That's actually not bad. Try getting that downtown.
Yeah, exactly. And it would be a deal where the city would get that money direct. Because right now, all of the parking meters are in that 99-year deal that Emmanuel.
Oh, so you guys didn't find any way to get out of that? You guys are just stuck with that?
We're stuck with it.
Wow.
And that money is long gone. And that's the problem. It's like, shit, this company has got domain over a significant chunk of street real estate. So, you know, the city's got some edge trying to get Montrose Harbor metered, and people are up in arms saying, well, poor people won't be able to come. It's like, well, you know, sometimes you do have to adapt. And there's a lot of communities on the south side beaches where it's also low income that they're dealing with the same thing, and there hasn't been much complaint. So what's the issue? And it's tough because you try to point those facts out to these people or groups, and they're either silent or they're, you know, you get some gaslighting nonsense.
That's Joe's Montrose Harbor Hour.
If you have an opinion or you want to talk about something completely different, give us a call right away at 813-327-8566. And you can be a part of this wonderful gong experience too.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So what's going on in your world, Anthony?
Well, I'm building a new server.
You got a new server? Yeah. How's that going?
Well, we're gonna have to put the parts together.
Are you gonna video or Facebook Live it?
I might video it. We'll see what happens. So
that would be fun. That would be fun. You know, give a and it might. I don't know if you have any coursework coming up that might take advantage of.
No, that. All my shit left is just math. Just math.
Some of that math you have, man, was stupid.
You should see some of the other shit I got. Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
What would you ever use any of that stuff for? Seriously.
I have no clue. I mean, if I got into a math off with a mathematician, maybe, but.
Or if you were an insurance agent or company or some kind of, you know, intense statistics math necessary job.
But I wouldn't be taking that class then. That class is for like IT professionals that aren't going to be utilizing math for higher level math.
Wow.
I'm like, whatever. This is a bunch of crazy shit.
Yeah, that's what I say. So I see we've got some people in the Ezel, is it a kosher pickle, he asks? Is it a kosher pickle?
I think it's a dill pickle.
Is it a dill pickle? Now, you know, here's the thing. Pickles are kind of flexible, and they break easy.
Then you're buying the wrong pickles.
Really?
Yeah, there's some pickles out there that don't break as easily. They're nice and crisp. They're not so flexible.
I'm thinking more like, you know, if you're going to do it right, just use a cucumber, goddammit.
Get a Clausen. Try a Clausen pickle next time. Maybe he couldn't get a cucumber. Maybe the pickle was the only thing he can find. I mean, sometimes when you just got to stick something up your ass, you just got to stick something up your ass.
Did you ever have a CB radio handle, Anthony?
It was not pickles. I will tell you, it was not pickles. I don't remember what it was, but it was not pickles.
It was not pickles.
It was not pickles.
And one more comment from Ezel. Radio Free Mars.
Radio Free Mars.
Yeah. That sounds nice. It sounds jazzy.
We can broadcast to the rover.
Which apparently is going to be launching that little helicopter soon.
Ooh, sweet.
And they released footage and audio of what it sounds like on Mars.
What does it sound like on Mars?
Well, I think all of the audio that you get is from the rover, like... It's like, okay, really? You know... It sounded loud on Mars. That's all I'm going to say. It just
Mars,
like, okay.
Mars, a very unpopulated planet, is a very loud planet.
Apparently.
Wow.
Ooh, it's been a show, folks.
It's been something.
Ugly lights, huh?
Let me take a swig of this beer here.
You know what? I'm going to just delete that and just make it up as I go.
Okay. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I just saw Roger wheeling out of the control room with a jar of pickles. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
You know, I don't think Roger works too well.
I don't think he does either.
Well, I'm glad you all could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show either tonight or on a recast you picked up here on our website, Triumphant Radio, or on one of the many places our show is carried, which you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, where else? Radio for All.
Where else are we?
Radio for All. And you know what? Wherever. I guess iTunes is probably the most popular place for so many people. We're not yet on Stitcher or SoundCloud or some of those other services, just for reasons of editing and time and money and all that nonsense. Right, Anthony?
Absolutely. 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 You can... You can make more... I was actually doing a little editing and I kind of lost track. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and then Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
I've been noticing your posts, by the way. They're cool posts for Sunday Tea Dance.
Good.
Since you're here, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished with programming with extra added Technic-Q audio procedures? How do you do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep one of your devices always tuned to Triumphant Radio. That's right. Just keep your browser or whatever it is that you find comfortable listening to tune in to
my sofa.
CHIAMPA.org.
I'm going to tune my sofa into CHIAMPA.org. Because that's my right as an American. I have every right to tune my sofa into Shampa Radio.
Does your sofa
No, it does not. But that does not matter. I will do it anyway. My ear itches.
Wow.
Maybe
always have all this extra time. I love it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that. we seem to have been running it. I don't
we
know
love
what we're
you,
missing.
America.
Did we like delete like a block of the script or something by mistake, and we just never realized it? And we've just
no, because
been...
a lot of my stories were a lot shorter, and I think we kind of went. You kept on track with the intro because I was getting a little off track.
All right, fair enough. That sounds good. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday. Check out our blog at Cheyenne.org. And remember, folks, a pickle. Yeah, a pickle. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for an episode of This Way Out with N for Nymphette.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with N.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit Shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.